This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Trial of Chad Daybell continuing on. In the last week, we got to hear some testimony that we had never heard before from Chad Daybell's children. They did not testify in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell because, well, they didn't need to. In this one, Chad needs a little bit of help, but are they bringing that help? Joining me to discuss, defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Motta. Yeah, are they bringing the help? Are they putting some reasonable doubt in the mind of that jury, or are they just digging the hole a little bit deeper?
Digging the hole, baby. The hole's getting dug. It's getting deep for old Chad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like going into it, you kind of heard that the kids were sympathetic, you know, or team Chad, and from what I've seen, doesn't appear that way to me. Like, I think you know, and they're not sitting in that trial, at least I'm taking it that they've been sequestered, that they're not allowed to sit in the courtroom during all the testimony. You have to wonder again if they're, which was a problem with Lori's, as I've talked about a few times. In that one, they only had the audio. You have to wonder, do you really believe that the kids aren't like on their phone checking out what some of these people are saying about their dad?
I wonder. I mean, I don't know. They came across to me as cult members. I mean, they seem brainwashed. Chad Daybell was dad. Nobody wants to think their dad is capable of doing these sort of things. And I feel like they're
indoctrinated, man.
Completely. I mean, they're indoctrinated. It's from conditioning. Birth. And they seem to accept whatever, you know, Prophet Chad says as gospel, literally. I mean, let's take a listen to some testimony that was given by Chad's daughter. This is talking about death percentages with his daughter. And just kind of how they all understood it is, yep, that's just kind of how it works. And, you know, that's life. Let's take a look.
About death percentages?
Yes.
Did your dad ever talk to you about people being close to death?
Yes.
Do you recall any specific people your dad talked to about being close to death?
Yes.
And who was that?
Well, my mom was one of the people, but it was not death so much as how connected your spirit was to your body. My mom would feel lightheaded and say she didn't feel quite connected to herself, and they would reconnect her spirit to her body.
When your dad would talk to you about castings, did he explain to you anything about the body having to die?
No.
Explain anything to you about the body having to be destroyed?
No.
And again, didn't talk to you about zombies?
No.
So it's an interesting one where it's just kind of like here's we light and dark. It's how it works. I got another one here for you. I'm going to play before we talk. This is another one. Just kind of shows where Chad can say something and it's just kind of accepted. This is about Lori's children and their whereabouts.
So it's your understanding that at the Knott's Berry Farm trip, Lori Vallow came from another direction. Is that correct?
Yes.
She didn't participate in the travel plans with you to California. Is that correct?
Yes.
At any time, without telling me what she said, was the topic of the location of the children discussed with her?
Yes.
Okay. At any time, did you and your father ever discuss his knowledge of where the children might be?
Yes.
Okay. What do you understand your father's knowledge of where the children were located during the time that investigators were looking for them?
Objection, Your Honor. Calls for hearsay.
Overruled.
Go ahead.
From my understanding, and from... I was told that the children were in a safe place.
Okay. And was that understanding through your discussions with your dad?
Yes.
Told the children were in a safe place. That's it. That's the old, okay, great. Chad says it must be true. I don't think these are great witnesses for Chad.
These are not. Look, and this is as good as it's getting.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I'm saying. In terms of like digging the hole, it's like they're not helping. you know, because it, like the only thing that is completely evident to me is that Chad was feeding his kids a line of shit, you know, and they're the easiest subject matters to get to eat that shit.
Yeah.
Because they've been indoctrinated, as you said, like since birth.
Yeah.
They think their dad's the end all be all, you know, he's the final word, you know, except for the big guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like the big guy and then my then dad.
Chad. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, anything like they're certainly not challenging him, you know, like the, like you could tell. I mean, she's incredibly robotic.
Yes.
You know, granted, she's very nervous being on the stand, as anybody would be. But just in terms of you can tell her persona is so muted.
Well, if you look at like other testimony or interviews outside of this case with cult members or people who had recently been in a cult or in a cult, they sound very much the same. It's the same candor, the same tone, the same going to toe the line.
It's and like that's been like sucked dry of independent thought.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it is almost robotic answers to where they put thought into what they're saying so that they understand and it comes out as if it's along the party lines, the party being the cult. And, you know, she very much represented that exact feeling for me when I watch her. And, you know, I mean, that answer is, you know, what you would tell your kids when you're not telling them anything. That in no way gives any kind of shelter to Chad Daybell. In terms of whether he knew where the kids were there. Oh no, they're in a safe place. Well, okay. Sure, Chad.
Don't
sure
question it. Don't question.
You know what I mean? Exactly. So like he's done. You know, this thing's going to wrap. Like, I think it's going to be a very quick verdict. I don't think there's going to be much for the jury to deliberate on. You know, I think the bigger question will ultimately be the sentencing phase. I think that's going to be a much bigger deal to the, you know, to the jury to figure out whether or not they're willing to sentence them to death. If it works that way out in Utah, I don't know, or in Idaho rather, I don't know if that's left up to the jury in terms of the sentencing, or if that is like every state's different. Like some states have a 3-judge panel. Some allow the jury to come to the conclusion whether or not, you know, after, and there's another mini trial.
Yeah.
So like the sentencing hearing is going to be epic. And at that point, you're going to see Pryor, if indeed he's going to be the one handling the sentencing, is going to pivot hard, you know, and he's going to fully, you know, I say pivot only in the sense that I thought he missed the mark by not leaning more heavily into that Lori was running the show. You know what I mean? I just thought I'd see more of that. And I just haven't. He's leaning into, y'all can't prove that Chad did anything, you know, because he wasn't there. And you can't prove that he had knowledge because you don't have people that, you know what I mean? It's like I would have been saying, yeah, he had knowledge of things, but you have to understand that Chad to Lori is like Chad's children to Chad.
Sure.
Meaning that she had the same kind of mind control over Chad. And like, she just used her feminine wiles on that dude. It's like, you can't hear a conversation between Chad and Lori where he's not talking about her loins.
Yeah.
Oh, your big blue eyes. And I just want to make sweet thunder love with the story. You know, it's like all his weird shit.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. What's his one? I always forget it where he's, it's in the Elena, Elaine letters where, the
storm,
the,
man.
The loin fire, right. How did he describe it? It was something to the effect of the natural occurrence of loin fire or something of that nature. Can he raise
also known as an erection?
But for Chad and Lori, it's loin fire. When he spells it correctly, because there was a misspelling of it later in the letter.
Oopsies.
Yeah, it's like, oops, I spell check. Can they raise a mental health defense when it comes to the sentencing? Can they say something like, look, this man is clearly not in his right mind?
Not really, man. Like that would have been in the underlying case. Like they, yeah. Insanity is not, I mean, certainly they can bring in some medical experts to try mm-hmm. to mitigate. Yes. Yeah. So in that sense, I mean, they're going to have to, that's all they're going to have,
yeah.
you know, but really the question becomes if they didn't raise it at trial mm-hmm. and put on any witnesses. And like I told you episodes and episodes ago, when we were first talking about when the case was first starting, that they have this one carved out exception in Idaho mm-hmm. regarding like a mental defect aspect.
Yeah.
You can't bring insanity, but you can bring in a mental defect that he could not form the requisite intent mm-hmm. because of this mental defect. They didn't do that. They elected not to do it. Like if I would have been this dude's lawyer, I'd been like, yo, like this is our only shot. Like yeah. we have to be that, you know, that like you were just, you have mental illness. You have a mental defect that, you know, that was exacerbated by your infatuation with this woman. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and it's like, there probably would have been a case to be made there.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, like the first time he lays eyes on this chick, he's like, oh, we were married in five other lives and you're my yeah. princess. You know, it's like the guy was like,
does he believe it though? Over. I mean, it seems like he'd go to
no,
any
I don't
length.
Believe it.
Yeah.
I'm not insane.
No. Does he believe it though? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they both believe it.
Yeah.
Like I really think that Lori believes it. And I yeah. think that she found the like her partner in life and in crime that also like actually believe this shit.
Seeing those kids on the stand made me think as well, had this little cult continued forward, I think they would have been next. His kids. Because they're so robotic.
I mean, unless they were so in line, Tony. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but as long as he's got an insurance policy and that money runs out.
And the bigger point is that Lori would have seen them as an impediment.
Yes.
You know, I think talking Chad into killing his own kids would have been a difficult task, as it seemed from a lot of the conversations that Chad wasn't super hip on the idea of killing Tammy. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, like you could really sense in a lot of those conversations that, and specifically emails
yeah.
that she was really pushing him to do it,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, especially the email, like, oh boy, it's a real shame. We can't be together, you know, because of this impediment thing. And, you know, he's like, yeah, it's really unfortunate, but you know, nature will take its course, you know, like, and she's just like, yeah, you know, like, I don't know if I'll still be here. So it's like,
yeah, Chad being nature.
Right. Exactly.
It's dark. Yeah.
Super dark. I mean, we make light, but we're not making light because a lot of people lost their lives.
Yeah.
But it's just like, kind of like, you know, it's another one of these cases that just belies logic or defies logic rather. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like real life is stranger than fiction, man. It just is. It's like, we see it over and over and over again. It's like the atrocities that go on with human beings in this world is like never ending. Like
yeah.
people stop at nothing, you know, to like get what they want in this world, whether it be money, women, power, mm-hmm. whatever it is. People will go to great lengths and do crazy shit to accomplish it.
Sick of the ads?
We opt too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.